We're selecting people who will train to be long-duration crew members on the International Space Station. They will go to the space station just as we have been doing in the past. We have folks there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It takes about, from the time we start a selection until we can have somebody on the spaceship, is about 5 years if we hurry. And so what we're selecting in a class of 2013 are for requirements we have a ways downstream, probably in the 2015, 2016 range.
So do we have people now that can go between now and 2015, 16, 17?
We do. We do. And if you look at the requirements that we have to support the mission and also things like planned attrition, it's important that we do a selection right now so we'll be ready in the 2015, 2016 time frame.
So planned attrition is when you say thanks but no thanks, you are hereby retired?
Well, no, we usually don't do that. Usually the folks we have will decide to leave for one reason or another.
If someone is accepted into this new class, say sometime toward the end of the year, do they then become a full-time NASA employee during that training period?
Initially, they are full-time NASA employees, but the basic training program for astronauts, the period we call their astronaut candidate training, is about a two-year period. And during that two-year period, there are things that they have to do successfully in order to graduate from astronaut candidacy and become a full-blown astronaut. What you said is basically true. Once they come in the door, they are NASA employees and government employees, except for the folks who come to us from the military service, and then they just stay in the military service with their military rank and benefits.
And what are some of the things that people have to do within those 2 years to be able to move forward?
Well, a key thing is obviously the International Space Station systems. Pretty complex vehicle. There's a lot of things you have to learn to be able to operate it successfully. We expect that everyone who goes to the International Space Station may have to do robotics with the remote arms, so they have to do robotics training. We assume that anyone who goes may have to do a spacewalk, so there's extra vehicle activity training. We do Russian language training because we fly now up with the Russians, do a lot of training in Russia. Part of the spacecraft is Russian, so we do Russian language training. So those are probably the four big things. We do flight readiness training, so we have airplanes that we have to keep our astronauts up and ready to go fly. And so obviously if you can't fly, then this is probably the wrong job for you.
When you say fly, do you mean pilot?
We have both pilots and non-pilots, but you have to be a fully functioning crew member, so you have to know about aircraft systems and communication, navigation, flight planning, those kinds of things. We don't expect to make everybody a pilot.
And what about the Vomit Comet? Does that still exist and people still have to survive that?
It still exists, and during the astronaut candidacy period, they get one familiarization flight with the zero-gravity airplane.
Are there still rigorous physical requirements? I remember as a kid watching movies and TV documentaries about astronaut training, and they would step up and down steps endlessly and do that kind of thing. Is it mostly intellectual, or is it mostly physical, or a combination of both?
Well, it's all of the above. All that stuff you probably saw in some of the documentaries and some of the movies, we don't have quite that much fun with them, but you have to be in good condition, and we expect astronauts to be in good shape. Flying in space, doing spacewalks, things like that is a pretty vigorous environment, so you have to be in good physical condition in order to be able to do it. Once people come here, we don't ask them to do 1,000 push-ups or run 10 miles or anything to prove they can be astronauts. They do have very thorough medical evaluations. And then once they get here, there's obviously some physical fitness training they do along with their other training.
We're speaking with Dwayne Ross. He's the manager for astronaut candidate selection and training at NASA. And what about the psychological profile?
We have been working with the psychological profile for years and years and years, as you would expect. As part of the selection process, the folks are given some standard psychological tests and measurements. And then during their interview week down here, they have a visit with our psychologist and psychiatrist. And as astronauts are training, they also get help from our behavioral scientist folks on things to expect, not only for them, but for their families. So the psychological preparedness has been a big part of spaceflight as long as I can remember.
Tell us about your background. How did you become the person that manages this whole process?
I wish I had a good story for you, but it's basically blind fool luck. I grew up in the oil patch in southern Oklahoma, and I didn't even apply to come to work for NASA because I thought that was probably not something an oil patch kid could even do. So I took a government test to go to work at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City. That's where I was born. That's where my dad worked when I was born. But unbeknownst to me, that test I took was for all federal agencies in a several state region. And I got a call out of the blue from NASA down here at the Johnson Space Center to see if I wanted to come to work. My dad loved space flight, and if I'd have said no, he would have probably strangled me right there at the gas station. So I went ahead and accepted the job. I just got here kind of fortuitously and kind of got into the job as being a personnel representative for the flight crew operations folks back in the early 70s. And when it came time to select for astronauts, I was just there and started doing all the pre-work and all the getting all the authorities taken care of and those kinds of things.
But are you part of the selection process? Do you have a vote on who gets through?
I do, yes. Part of the selection board.
And just getting back to the candidates themselves, now, over the last several years of the shuttle program, the last decade, really, we saw a variety of backgrounds, you know, the school teacher aspect and so forth. Are you still looking for a variety of professions to have people hail from?
Absolutely. It's good to have a variety of different disciplines when you have folks in the astronaut program. So we look at folks in the sciences, both the physical sciences and the life sciences, engineers. There's a lot of different fields of engineering we take folks from. We have folks from education. As I mentioned earlier, we have people with flying backgrounds, with not flying backgrounds. So a good mix gives you the best astronaut corps.
And what about age requirements? Is there an upper limit to that?
There's not an upper limit. If you look back historically, we have interviewed people ranging from age from 23 to 50, and then the folks we've selected have ranged between 26 and 46, so it's a pretty broad range, and there's nothing magic about either end of that. That's just where it's been so far.
And while we have you, I know that we are using Russian craft as, for lack of a better word, taxi service. That's ready to go right now. We can get to the space station if we need to right now.
The Russians had a problem on one of their previous launches with a Progress vehicle, so they're relooking that. They think they know what the problem is and are fixing that, and we indeed have our next group of folks scheduled to go up to space station in November. So it's not ready today, but it's very close. I will add that this is a fun job. It's a great job. We generally get a lot of applications, and that's good. So we would like to encourage anybody who has an interest in the astronaut program to apply, because we would love to have an opportunity to look at the applications. We can't take everybody who could do the job. We can only take a small number. But we certainly encourage folks who are interested to take the time to fill out an application.